just turned it off.
Oh, it's still good.
Not only going to turn it on.
Okay.
All right. It's
the buzzer beat.
I broke my regular reading glasses. I had to
take my back to the room.
Twisted around and, yeah.
I'm going to talk my granddaddy.
Yeah.
I'm going around you.
Well, wait a minute. You want to trade seats?
No, I want to make it more difficult, more circus-like.
Oh, okay. Don't you get enough of that at work?
That's strange.
Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order. The draft minutes are not ready at this time. Item number one, Mr. Eric Clemente, 2340 Crossplex Boulevard. This is for the Birmingham Family Fund Center. It's in the Five Points West District, and this is requesting approval for new construction. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is not conceptual, this is for final approval?
Yes.
Okay.
Tell
us what you'd like to do.
Right. Well, what we'd like to do, since Lauren has already provided the overall package to you, what we'd like to do is give you a brief overview of how the concept was developed, and then go through some material and material samples, and then we'll open it up for any committee questions. So before I start, very quickly, my name is Eric Clemente. I'm with Piper O'Brien Herter Architects. My associate Ian Halsey is also with Piper O'Brien. We have Latoya Spencer here, who represents the developer, RPG Birmingham, and we also have Balaji Koyu, who is with DCS Engineers. And Rory Kent is representing VenueWorks, who is the selected operator. So the Family Fund Center is part of a 15-acre site, which kind of is that oval shape that you see there with the retention pond in the center. The foundation that you see over on the left side of the site facing the fountain is actually the old foundations for the viewing stands of Birmingham International Raceway. So that is the proposed location for the Family Fun Center. It will face directly towards the entrance, the main entrance to Crossplex off Bessemer, and will face the fountain. And we envision Family Fun Center as the initial step of a redevelopment of that entire 15.5 acre site. So conceptually, what we were trying to accomplish was to present a very formal entrance for the Family Fun Center with this site. Connection, we knew that there were going to be two sides to this building. There was going to be a formal entrance facing the fountain, and then there was going to be a parking entrance facing back towards the pond. As we started laying out the program, and Lauren, you can kind of go through these at a pace, really. We understood from the city that they were looking to include program requirements for the skating rink, bowling lanes, event spaces, a bounce house, esports, and a food court. And there was also a request for outdoor activity area, which could include pickleball courts, outdoor exercise area, an outdoor green. So conceptually, we looked at the history and the character of Five Points West and the surrounding environments. And one of the elements that we looked at very closely were the Inslee students, to kind of look at those forms and how we might be able to translate that history to the Family Fun Center. So you'll see these forms kind of develop. We presented to the community several times these slides, which show how we developed that that central main entrance facing towards the fountain, and how we laid out the building so that this Family Fun Center would eventually connect back further into the 15.5-acre site as kind of a central focal point and gathering point for the redevelopment of this community. These are some images that we have presented to the city and to the community. This is as if you're looking from the fountain and the entrance in. You see the skating rink on the left, the bowling alley on the right, and the main pedestrian entrance off Crossroads Boulevard in the center. That central element actually extends all the way back, actually, towards the retention pond. This is an image from the rear side of the building, which shows Magnolia Hall on the left. Magnolia Hall is an event center. And the e-sports venue, which is right in the center of the image, which is for e-sports gaming activities and for spectator viewing. Lauren, if you could go back real quickly, thank you. You can see that the center axis element extends out the back. In the forefront on the right is the proposed art and history wall. We envision this as being a community involved wall where different historical elements of the site, perhaps images of the Alabama State Fairgrounds, the International Raceway, also local artists can present their art, and this would be a flexible element for the facility. This is Magnolia Hall in the foreground. Magnolia Hall is intended to be a more formal event venue for 100 to 120 people. The esports venue that you see in the center can also be used for other events other than esport gaming activities. You'll see, Lauren, if you could go, there you go. There is a separate entrance for the two event venues, which is separate from the main entries to the Family Fun Center, should the operator want to have after-hours activities or events occurring in those two facilities while the Family Fun Center is closed. So, and this is a quick image of the interior that we have developed a little further at this point. And Lauren, if you could go back to the first three-dimensional image about four or five slides back. And Ian is going to present the materials and forms. We do have some materials that we have preliminarily reviewed with the city here for you all to see, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So I'm going to just go through most of our exterior materials to give you an idea. The durable materials that we chose for the project. Most of the buildings are whitewashed brick. You can see it on the exterior right here on the front elevation views. The main access entry point, we have a combination of a curtain wall system and a perforated metal panel. We have that material right here. If you'd like to touch and feel it, get a good idea of the material there. Going down the center access of the building, there'll be a lot of natural light. We'll be using the cow wall system for the skylight above. You can see that over here, a sample of that. That'll really light up the space. You go to the next slide. So as we work our way back to the parking side of the building, you can see that same central space with the cow wall skylight, the curtain wall, and then the perforated metal panel. And we also have right at the esports areas, fiber cement board. We've got some advertising on that wall. And then over to the left, the Magnolia Hall is a more formal space We're using a porcelain tile exterior material on that space. And then back on the skating rink side, on the right side, is more of the whitewash brick. And you can see right next to the entry on the right side, we've got another brick material just to give it some contrast from the other whitewash areas. This is an aerial view. You can see an idea of that, that access piece. That's all catwalk, which is a skylight system that allows the natural lighting in while still remaining somewhat of a roof materials. We have standing seam roofs on the skating side and on the bowling side, and then on the interior roofs we're using a TPO membrane roofing.
Could you hold up the glazed material from Magnolia Hall?
The glazed material?
Describe
the porcelain tile.
The porcelain tile.
It's right here.
Okay. And that's the dimension of it? It's square like that, or is it brick shaped?
It's more of a rectangular shape. That's just a sample.
That was my question, really, what the profile was.
It's running ashlar.
Okay. Thank you.
And this is just a view of the layout of the building. You can see some of the interior spaces and how that central axis goes right through the middle. The outdoor activity area, we're hoping that this is going to be a good space to engage the community. We have some common areas with sodded concert, festival type areas, and then we have a outdoor activity area where they can, people can exercise, and another playground for the kids to, of course, have their fun as well. And then we have pickleball courts. Pickleball is a very popular sport right now, so we're hoping that that'll be very successful as well.
Is the outdoor dining area shaded?
It is.
It's got lattice or an arbor or something.
It's a little hard to see in this image, but if you look at the white trapezoid roof just to the right of it,
okay,
as you come out to the playground, mm-hmm, that dark charcoal element that's rectangular, that actually covers the entire length of that brick wing.
Okay.
We've got some landscaping, some trees in that area as well to provide some shade, so it's not just, you're not just getting baked in the sun out there.
These days we're cooked. These days that's an important issue. I wonder a little bit about your Magnolia Hall plaza, if you won't wish you'd had some shading elements there.
We do have some shading elements. I believe we included this rendering was earlier on in the development of the project. You all should have a rendered landscape plan. If not, we can get that to you.
What is your plaza material? It looks like some kind of stone, or is that stored concrete?
I'm sorry.
Your entry plaza, the element that brings you in and continues all the way back to the rear.
It is a cementitious concrete paver. We're looking at concrete pavers at this entrance, at Magnolia Hall, the outdoor breakout area for Magnolia Hall, and the art history walk in the rear is the same type of paper. The dimensions are about 18 inches by 32 inches, so they're large scale papers. The remainder of the sidewalks for cost consideration are poured in place concrete with scored and picture frame joints.
Are you requesting landscape approval today?
We did submit a landscape plan. Lauren, that was in the.
Well, we don't have it.
We don't have a landscape plan.
Okay.
I mean, it's not. You can.
We can move forward with.
Come back with landscape.
When you come back with landscape.
You just. You mentioned it.
I think there were two packages. One was the more technical package with the elevations in it, and that had the site plans, the elevation dimensions, and the landscape plan.
Are you also looking for signage approval as well?
I believe we have to go before the Board of Zoning Adjustment for the signage package. That was our understanding from Kim Sproul.
It's a little over on the square footage for the signage for zoning.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So
We can just have him come back.
Just come back for with landscaping.
So today we're approving materials and design only, and they're coming back with landscape and signage.
And what about exterior lighting? Some of these, we drawings have street lights everywhere, and some of them didn't have street lights, so I don't know which ones.
Again, we submitted the lighting package, the fixture, and the photometrics. We also have included, Lauren, if I need to pull it up on my computer, I can do that very quickly.
It's going to be kind of difficult for all of us.
Well, they can do it, but it had to be at the end so that we don't.
Yeah.
Why don't we just have them come back with those landscaping?
Yeah.
I think that'd be
why don't you bring it back with your landscaping because it'll work better?
Landscaping, signage,
bring it back
and
to landscaping, signage.
And lighting.
And lighting.
I move that we approve final with landscape, lighting, and signage to come back later.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
No.
Craig seconds. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Good job.
Yeah.
Really,
nice.
Really great. Good job.
Appreciate it.
Kudos. Item number two, the Redeemer Community Church, 4002 4th Avenue South. This is in the Avondale Park District. They are requesting approval for conceptual review of construction of a pavilion, outdoor gathering area, additional parking, new asphalt drive connecting 3rd and 4th Avenues, and green space. Is there a report from the neighborhood?
There is. It was approved with no conditions.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good. Tell us what you'd like to do, please, sir.
Yes, sir. Right now, this is just a conceptual, conceptual submittal. This is all, you can flip through these slides. This is all just existing site context photos. Existing houses and lots that they own adjacent to the church, so they own a big swath of properties. And then we're looking to add outdoor gathering spaces, fellowship house spaces, two of them. One, the side, yeah, one more side. So kind of bright blue.
Okay, so tell me where those houses are located.
The houses are on the 3rd Avenue.
On the 3rd Avenue side, not the 4th.
Correct.
Okay, there we go.
So those are just not part of the scope of touching or doing, modifying, doing anything with at this point.
Understood.
What we're looking to do is these new pavilion you see there and the new canopy off their classroom pavilion. And then some outdoor playground, open play, fellowship type spaces.
What's the canopy going to, what's it consist of?
No,
that's the pavilion.
Yes, sir.
I want to see the canopy.
Keep going with the windows.
So, I mean, all right, so, well, all right, there's the canopy. What's it made of?
So it's aluminum canopy, but the end walls are a fiber cement material. The end wall in the foreground is an existing kind of wing wall that we're just taking advantage of to do some of their branding. And then we'll construct another wing wall at the other end of that canopy to mimic that.
Okay.
And that roof is what again?
Aluminum. It's just the aluminum canopy right now.
So but it looks like the end wall.
This will develop more as we move forward.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's go back to the pavilion. Is it built up? It looks like you've got it.
Yeah, so the site, all the grade raises as you move. Well, I'm sorry, the canopy, yeah, this site slopes down towards this, these few parking spaces that are in the foreground. So there's existing, oh, you're good where you're at.
Let's go back and see, I want to see the end of that canopy.
I have a question for staff.
Right there.
So you can see the stairs, there's an existing exterior where there's stairs coming down there.
I don't see any handrails.
Yeah, they're existing, we have them all in.
So a quick question for staff while this slide is up. Which buildings are contributing, if any?
All of the house structures we proposed are.
All the houses are contributing.
The primary church is contributing.
Yes.
Is the academic, is
no,
the educational
because
contributing?
The period of significance ends before those buildings were constructed.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
Those were built in the 60s yeah, and 70s.
But you're old enough.
I'm old enough to remember the being there.
If the district was ever updated to further out the period of significance, those buildings would be contributing.
Okay, but currently they're not contributing to the district.
Okay.
I remember going to a baptism at that church. Okay.
When it was Baptist.
Uh-huh. When it was Baptist.
We digress here.
So those existing stairs, yes, they don't have rails, but they do currently. The development on the canopy, because of the grading, would require some like terrace stepping down, and how that gets it addressed would be developed as we.
Yeah, I'm
just curious. The stair that's to the outside that leads to a door going into the white
yes.
building, will you be able to enter into that courtyard, that outdoor space from that same stair? Or you have to go inside?
Once you go down, there'll be a gate right there. That's that shorter section where the sidewalls kind of come in beside the canopy.
There's a man gate.
Okay.
Right. So there'll be a
there's a gate right there. There. That
so that's just a landing to get into the building.
Yes.
By the convertible.
Okay. And as far as the outdoor, the green space, that's to be developed still, whether it's playground, the surface and all that, that's not, we're not presenting what that is, just the idea that something will take place there right now.
So entering from this side here, from the ADA standpoint, I'm entering it pretty much
you're
on grade.
Yes, sir. Okay. And that door you see up under the canopy of the building is existing. And then in between this building and you kind of see the building behind it, there's a courtyard in there that is also, there's two entry points to this building in that space. It's not great.
All right, so we're here for concept, right?
Concept, yes, sir.
Can we go back to the 3D of the pavilion?
Yeah.
So at the entry side of the church, sorry, go back one, please.
On 4th Avenue.
We're at grade.
Yeah, as you move up away from the church, the grade is raising. So this side, we would kind of nestle that in to compromise between the two. So it would be kind of on grade on the back end out there in this front side, and then the side facing the church would have some, again, similar kind
of. Okay, see, I see it now, okay.
I think my pause, I'm trying to figure out, so there's a pavilion, and there's an expansion that's a canopy, and they are both bringing new architectural language to a campus that currently has two architectural languages, but they're all being plugged in between in a way that doesn't seem to have harmony with the rest of the buildings.
Yeah.
And I think conceptually, pavilion I don't have an issue with, and
yeah.
the canopy I don't have an issue with. I mean, they seem like useful things, and they seem to be in maybe the right place. But I think from an architectural language, there's like two new ideas on a site that already has two dissimilar ideas.
Okay.
That I think there probably needs to be a little bit more sorting out between those.
Yes.
Something that's, I think you have a chance to make the two that are, they seem a little at odds with each other. You have a chance to make it all make sense with the two things you're adding.
Okay.
I agree with you. So there's not going to be a fence around the pavilion at all. It's just going to be wide open.
Not this time again. That may change, but not right now.
What's that level change? It looks pretty steep. It looks like a ziggurat. I mean,
we don't have.
Thank you. That's exactly.
That's
the word of the day right there.
Huh?
Ziggurat.
Ziggurat.
Ziggurat. Ziggurat.
That's exactly what it looks like.
The Mayan temple.
A Mayan temple.
To Scott's point, I think the forms are nice, but there's a lot of competition going on here between the architects.
There is.
you're here for concept, right?
Correct, yeah. This is everything.
I don't have a problem with the pavilion, but I do have a problem with, like Scott says, it doesn't tie in well with what's there now. You're also going to have a problem with homeless people. I'm just going to let you know.
Yes.
It's gonna, that's going to happen. April, you're familiar with this neighborhood.
Every day.
Every day.
So the sidewalk, the street sidewalk, and where those two clumps of trees are, it doesn't continue?
That's the alleyway.
I was about to say, that's an alley right there.
Oh.
Because the parking, what about the brick wall around the parking lot? Are y'all going to get rid of it, or?
No, we're not proposing to mess with the cap.
Okay.
I think these renderings showed an earlier concept where we were, so that's not part of the site plans that are in this middle or this kind of scope. Or if you don't mind going through that site plan, the other part of this was a cut through from third to fourth. Go to the next one.
So all those little houses right there,
they're currently safe.
They're safe.
Currently,
right.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to take a miracle to tear them down since they're contributing.
Yeah.
All right. Identify your, you got additional parking and a new asphalt drive connecting third and fourth.
See that.
Proposal. Okay. I see it.
So that's gravel right now, right?
Can you zoom back in?
That's gravel right now, right?
There's
back pressure on.
There's nothing connecting from third to fourth currently.
Okay. I'm talking about your parking lot.
Is there gravel there?
The parking lot is paved.
It's paved? That one is paved?
Correct. Okay. That's the layout of it now. That's kind of how it exists currently.
So where's the new?
Where's your additional parking?
That's just along that cut.
Okay, the asphalt.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Correct.
Yes,
sir.
That's the new parking.
Yeah.
Correct. Connect third.
Connecting fourth to third.
And then we would have a developed landscape plan and hardscape plan in front of the church, kind of tying all of these buildings, these structures together.
Say that again.
We have a landscape plan, a hardscape plan out in front of the church on fourth. That's part of this will be to tie all of that in. So it's like a fourth sidewalk right now. We're going to expand that.
So that alleyway, it goes from one side of the goes from street to street. But other residents use that alleyway. Are y'all paving that out? It looks like it's new. It's going to be new.
We're not paving that. We're showing that as trying to identify. Kind of where it is.
It should already be paved, shouldn't it?
Well, it's paved. I didn't know if that was part of their project.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It says new asphalt drive.
That's the north south.
Yeah, that's the parking cut through.
North south.
We need a motion.
Scott.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we've resolved the ziggurat problem.
Are we voting today? This is
conceptual. You can come and get some feedback so that you can be more successful when you come at final.
Yeah.
And I think we can give you. I'll make a motion that we approve conceptual with the comments that were provided in context, which is that the new elements need to be in better harmony with the two existing architectural languages.
Right.
And I'll second that.
Okay.
So we can discuss.
Yeah, we can discuss.
We'll do a working session with them. If y'all would like to do that when they're ready to move forward, y'all could do a working session with them about what y'all want to see.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think if the comments are clear enough to them, I think working sessions ought to be reserved for when the comments are really complicated or comments aren't clear.
Correct.
Because I think you can either come back with the new conceptual so that you don't have to get too far down the road with the wrong idea or with an idea that needs too much adjustment.
Okay.
I think there's a motion in a second.
Any further discussion? Brian.
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank y'all.
Appreciate it.
You understand what we're trying to tell you?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
This is very early.
Yeah.
As far as we're just trying
okay.
to make sure we're not getting.
I think we're all in favor of the pavilion. I'm just worried about.
Actually, thank you for coming this
yeah,
early.
Yeah, it's much yeah. better to come early and not yeah, have too much ink on paper.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number three, Mr. Yes. James Lawton, 900 Essex Road, in the Forest Park District, requesting approval for restoring the home by removing an addition and reconfiguring the roof. Mr. Lawton, are you here? Hey, yes, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, good. So tell us what you'd like to do.
So this is an older home, built in 1923. It's a stucco French house that has had a few little alterations over the past 100 years, one of which was done in the 40s. They extended the roof to the left of the house, where it used to be virtually a hip over the symmetrical form of the roof, or the symmetrical part of the side. So virtually the roof form to the left of the chimney was altered in the way that it was added in the 40s and 1845. So I obtained that piece of knowledge from the previous homeowner. And in 2005, there was an addition added to the left that was, you can see, here's like a shed kind of roof volume on the left. That's a single story volume on the left. It was added in 2005, and there were a lot of replacement windows and doors implemented at that time too. For instance, the front door, you know, they took out the van light. For instance, it's a panel now. The lower left door is a vinyl kind of plaid door that's off the shelf, Home Depot type door. And they did numerous kind of replacement type units like that throughout the house. So ultimately, this is a more of a restoration than a renovation or construction project. So 10,000 foot view, I'm ultimately undoing everything that was done since the house was erected in the 20s. In addition to that, there are a few stylistic changes that are being proposed. It's considered a French house, I suppose, because it has a hip roof, but it's really not so much a French house. It has an Italianate door surround. And I guess they assumed it was French because of the hip roof. So ultimately, by adding by reshaping that roof, it is a little bit more characteristic of a French home, and then implementing some of these new windows and doors, it has a little bit more kind of panache and architectural style that is more contributing than the house is currently. It's set up more like an American four-square house with all double windows. So by adding these two semi kind of elongated octagonal feature windows that are reminiscent of both Italian and French architecture, it really kind of brings the composition to life. As the board or the neighborhood association agreed, the house is prominently located at the end of 9th Avenue, and it's kind of a T street, so it's center line on that street. Everybody sees it, and it's kind of a shame that the previous owners who lived there for 20 years kind of just let things kind of fall into an almost derelict state. So it's, they seem to be very, they were in favor of the project entirely, and everyone seems to be, from a neighborhood standpoint, excited about the project and the contribution.
Do you have a rendered final elevation?
Yes, ma'am. If you flip another slide.
I mean, the addition as well. I'm trying to understand the addition.
So that's.
So the roof of the area to the left of the chimney now is what?
So it is a flat roof.
It's a flat roof.
Yes,
okay.
You're going back to a flat roof.
Going back to a flat roof, which was original. Due to the height of the house,
okay,
the distance off the street, yeah, you really won't see it. So in a perfect world, I would have selected copper for the material, but that would be so expensive. So ultimately, it's going to be an EPDM membrane roof that's gray to match the shingle.
But it's behind a parapet. It's flattened behind it. Behind,
yes,
sir.
That was my question.
Yeah.
So ultimately, it was originally outfitted with a composite shingle roof. So it had been replaced. Sadly, the roof's only 2 years old, but it's kind of a dimensional shingle that's not so historic, or not so, the neighborhood association is not so fond of the dimensional shingle type. So I'm going with the state line GAF shingle that's more reminiscent of slate, and it's non-dimensional, and it's a lot more simple. many renovations that have taken place in the past couple of years have used this shingle type. It seems to have more historical context than those dimensional shingles that kind of screen new construction.
Just for the record with a question, can you go back? I think it was one slide where you could see the, maybe one more. Yeah, it was where the drawing was. It's hard to tell how far the roof is below top of parapet and whether or not you've got scuppers and downspouts or gutters, leaders, weatherheads, downspouts. Yes, it's hard to tell in the elevation. There was one that was...
And I may have misspoken there, but so ultimately the cornice line is consistent around the entire house.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's not so much a parapet than it is a low sloping flat roof.
So it's all sloping to the back?
Yes, sir. It's
sloping. So you wouldn't see the...
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And there are downspouts that collect the water. So the slope is actually achieved by sleepers on which the new roof decking will be installed. So the EPDM membrane roof that is specified only requires a quarter inch of foot slope. So that's very minimal. It's only a 12-foot span. So ultimately, it's flat and not visible, but it does have a very minor slope for drainage.
With the water shedding to the back.
It's shedding
all the way around
to
the
all of the gutters. It's virtually just like it's virtually a compressed hip.
Okay.
So water diverts in multiple directions just for this distribution of water to downspouts.
What did the neighbor decide?
He decided as approval of the decision.
Okay.
Move we accept.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those
aye.
Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Item number four, Ms. Debbie Simmons, 1623 4th Avenue North.
Mm-hmm.
The
I got
Newton Building.
Myself from this one.
4th Avenue North, building
you
renovation.
Have to leave the room these days.
Yeah, I got to leave the room.
I guess I'm going to get with the mayor for a minute. Ceremonial departure.
Good morning. Oh, sorry, good morning.
Unfortunately, you get to see my pretty face instead of Debbie's.
That's okay.
But I'm here to present for the 4th Avenue Newton Building. The owner.
You're good.
The owner wanted to become a part of the 4th Avenue revitalization, so she purchased the building. She's living upstairs and white boxing the bottom floor for some sort of retail or something. But if you look at the site, it's at the corner of 4th Avenue North and 17th Street, to the right of the white building. That's the Carver Theater, so it's directly next to that. If you go to the next slide, you can kind of, that's the fourth lane. There's an elevation showing Carver.
And that's the Carver to the right, correct?
Yes, because
okay.
This is from the alley.
All right.
Yes, the Carver's on the left.
Yes,
Fletcher's.
And if looking at the existing elevation, we're not doing much to change the overall look. We're just repainting the brick, as it's already shown painted there, and replacing the wood trim and the storefront. And the windows, you can see, have already been replaced. These are two photos, from the 20s and 30s. You can see that the front entrance on the bottom has changed a couple times, so we can just try to go back to the original.
So are you going to push the entrance back?
No, it's actually going to be flush.
It's going to be flush?
Yes,
okay.
Instead of jumping back.
Okay, all right.
So that's okay. Showing exactly what we're going to be doing. The red brick is going to be painted that reddish color, and then the gutters and downspouts the darker color, and then all the wood trim is going to be that light color.
Do you have a sample of that reddish color?
He's got the show in love.
Oh, okay.
He's got the show in love.
There we go. I see that.
Can you go? There was,
yeah,
there was a photo of the windows. I saw something I was questioning too.
The actual picture, yeah. So those are the replaced windows?
No, that's just an existing elevation before the construction started. I'm not sure if those windows are still there. Or
to
not.
Be clear, those windows are coming out, and the windows in your drawings are being
yes.
are going in. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Because those.
Yeah, but I thought you said that they had already been replaced.
They were replaced at some point, but those are not the windows.
Okay.
They're going to look like this?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Because all that trim.
Are those, what's the material of the proposed window replacement?
I think those are vinyl windows.
The new windows that look like those on the screen mm-hmm. will be vinyl.
That's what it says, vinyl
fixed
clad.
Fixed vinyl clad, yeah.
So they are going to appear to be with two lights, but they're fixed. They're not operable windows.
That part I'm not sure. I mean, it says that they're fixed, so I assume that they are going to be fixed.
And you're seeking final or conceptual?
Final, because I think the construction has already began, as you can see on the previous photo.
I think we're missing, maybe we're not. Can you click through the rest of the slides?
I think that's the last one.
One of the things I think we're missing are some details surrounding the windows and a little bit of detail on how the storefront is being constructed or reconstructed.
Well, the storefront will be flat across just as it is.
Aluminum storefront?
Yes. And it's just going to be the clear anodized. Okay. So it'll be the same profile as what you see there. Just being replaced.
And the painted facade again?
Yeah, the yellow brick and the red brick will be painted all red, and then all of your trims will be painted that lighter color.
Those windows really read as operable mm-hmm. versus fixed. I think the owner will wish they were operable, but I guess in the section it shows it's fixed.
So the windows on the second story are going to be non-operable?
Mm-hmm. That's what it says. And that's the resin.
They would probably be limited to a 4-inch opening.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Not that it should be. You can also remove the limits.
Are you seeking signage approval today or just building?
Building.
And you realize you have to come back for signage?
I will inform the owner.
Okay.
That this isn't an optional district, as long as it meets the guidelines, unless they want to come back, might have a
problem. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So one of the drawings says paint windows and frames, the other one says vinyl fixed windows. You can paint vinyl windows, but it's not traditional practice when you install new windows to then paint vinyl windows. So something is missing from reality with these windows and the drawings. And I'm not a fan of true vinyl windows for this type of facade. There are other products. And we don't have enough information about the windows. I think if we had product data or something about the windows, I would move that we table this and allow the owner to come back with more information about the windows with the comment to include
second floor.
On the second floor windows,
okay.
With the comment to include that there needs to be some sorting out of what's painted, what's not regarding the windows, and that we need to see product data on the windows, and that vinyl, true solid vinyl windows, in my opinion, not. This is not a great application for it. I think that was a motion.
That was a motion?
It might have been an emotion.
So you're saying let them go ahead with the first floor?
No, I said table this, have them come back okay. with information on the windows and sorting out what's painted, what's not.
Is it already torn out? Is the front facade torn out already?
I think so. I think it is.
Are the new windows installed?
I don't think
okay.
so.
Are they purchased? That's fair. In that case, I think I'll first my motion. I can't second my motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded that we table this, which means it needs to come. It'll come back in 2 weeks. Okay. And you need to, the owner needs to provide us with more information.
Just the window information.
The window.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Well, I think we're okay with the paint and the colors. We just are not sure about painting a vinyl window.
While you're here, a quick question. On the ground floor to the, we're missing some information about the doors and the panels below the windows.
Oh, is that a gate?
It is.
If you go to the floor plan, there's like a vestibule, there's an outer gate, and then there's a door.
Then there's a door, okay.
Yes. Yeah. And that's going up to the residence upstairs.
Any further discussion?
Did we vote already?
Not yet.
I want to amend my motion to include them bringing more detail about the panels and the door, the entry doors as well, at the street level.
Second.
Okay.
Scott has amended his motion and Abra has seconded that we table this for the owner to come back and give us information concerning the windows and
second floor windows.
Second floor windows and the door leading to the second floor.
No, the ground floor storefront doors entering, as well as the panels. That's the panels, the wood panels. More information on those on the ground floor.
Okay. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
We appreciate it.
We love that it's being renovated.
Yeah.
Okay. Number five is Charles Barefoot, 4305 Cliff Road. Forest Park Local Historic District, constructing a retaining wall. We saw this at our last meeting. Has the neighborhood weighed in on this?
Yes, it was approved and presented, but remember you guys wanted to get a...
We need another draw.
Front elevation.
Okay.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Tell us what... We asked for something in
more drawings.
Yeah, there we go.
More drawings.
Hopefully it's more clear than what we planned to do. Not that the new retaining wall is going to match the existing wall on the right there. Just a stucco finish to tie in. And then little L will have brick cap. The existing going up the stairs has a brick cap, and we're just trying to tie those two elements together.
So we have an image that shows more context of the original. There you go. Thank you.
And there's no street sidewalk there now?
No, sir. Streetwide sidewalk is on the opposite side.
Can you go back to that rendering? Is there a reason why you're letting a stucco retaining wall go past the red brick cap?
When they were presented two conceptuals, the owner liked that one a little better. They felt like it just gave it more design feel. They liked it. So if you guys don't like it, though, we can take it out. I can strongly suggest the owner that the board not want that.
This has been to the neighborhood with the change.
Oh. Has it been to the neighborhood with the change?
It would be weird.
With the additional information.
Stop it.
It doesn't have to go back.
They approved the first one, so it didn't have to go back. Now, you're not going to try to put that little concrete as a parking pad, are you?
No. There's not enough right there.
Okay, I'll just make sure.
And I think the homeowner pointed out those part. It would be much easier to open the door. That's why they didn't want that, any closer.
Okay. All right.
You just see what the low brick wall looks like. That's kind of pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the original drawing, please. Thank you.
So is that stone base going to be scored anyway, or is it stone?
No, sir, it's just 8910 gravel. Okay. It's very fine, compact gravel.
That little square pattern you saw was for visual effects.
It was what?
That's a visual effect.
Okay, that's
fine. 8910 is going to be whatever it is when you list
it. How face of curb to face of wall, what's the dimension, roughly?
5 feet. Okay. Roughly 5 feet.
And is the little L with the brick cap abutting an existing stone retaining wall?
Yes, ma'am.
What are they going to use this new space for? I'm not sure I understand its purpose. Not that it has to have a purpose.
Well, its main purpose is there's a wall slide back. They had a landslide about 2 years ago. They're trying to, it's not very stable on the lower end of the hill.
Got
the
it.
Upper side of the hill is holding fine.
It just seems like that that existing stone wall would work better as your L shape versus it would look more deliberate.
Okay.
That's just my thought.
Turn it with the cap.
But to whatever the cap is on the stone, you just make the L shape the same and continue the stone in the L shape.
You just want the wall to basically come down, turn.
Yeah.
It's the same material. No need to change material.
No need to
do
anything.
You could change height if you wanted to.
Yeah.
It's very hard to see in that picture. With that stone wall, it's basically just stone stacked. There's a necessarily a cap. It was carefully placed on but it's consistent with the veneer. And it's not really veneer, it's just stacked stone.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You would have rather than continue the stone wall.
This is. It just seems.
I just found the stone wall. Yeah.
Do this and do that.
Right.
And whatever that is on the top, you just do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just seems like a lot of fuss. But.
Tough to change this material and present that.
Figure out.
I mean, we could.
I don't know if you need to come back.
We can approve it with the condition that that wall material be constructed to match the current retaining wall with the brick cap actually be constructed to match the stone
that
wall.
We make the L-shaped wall the same as the existing wall, same cap.
Okay.
And the proof.
And the rest of it.
And the rest of it. New stucco wall as shown approved.
Okay.
Is there a second?
I'll second that with the condition.
Okay. Are you clear about what we just did?
100%.
Okay.
Okay.
It's going to take a 2/3 vote, folks.
Yeah.
Okay, you realize that?
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. Unanimous vote, ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that it, folks?
I think that's it. Motion to adjourn.
Oh, no, not yet. Staff, are we ever going to get minutes?
Yeah, that's on me. I just haven't been able to edit Charles's minutes lately.
It's going to hit us.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a lot.
I'm trying to work on that.
We're going to have a meeting that we just approved minutes.
I know. Okay, just a question. Now, motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank y'all. And thanks to staff. I know y'all work very